This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure that you follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and maybe even to find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Big Frida. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Kara Manning at WFUV. Kara, Big Frida is such an icon and really popularized the bounce genre, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. I mean, she is kind of the patron saint of New Orleans, you know, and she's somebody who's really unstoppable. Saying someone is a force of nature can be cliched, but she really is. And, you know, she has gone through a hell of a lot in her life. And most recently, at the time that we're talking to her, a couple of months earlier, she lost her partner of 20 years, Devin, and, you know, spoke quite eloquently about it on Instagram that she needed to sort of power forward because she has to pay bills. She's got to keep going. But, you know, the thing that's amazing about this new album called Pressing Onward, which is what she is doing, is that it's very different. If you know Big Frida's bounce,
yeah,
this is a gospel album.
Yeah.
And I have to say that as brilliant as Big Frida is with the bounce, she is also quite natural with gospel.
Yeah.
It really, you can just see her joy and exuberance and commitment to gospel music. And it like, this album is very much a document of her early life as a choir boy in church, in a Baptist church, Pressing Onward Church. It is very much a document of what it means to sort of see your way through grief,
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, accept it and believe in God. It was a fascinating conversation with Frida. I did not know what to expect.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that, like, having, you know, we've all experienced grief, and it's very much an hour by hour mm-hmm. kind of thing. And her generosity and her spirit and her kindness is very evident. And it was a real privilege to talk to her. And not only that, but she knows how to dress. And I felt ridiculously underdressed for this particular session. So I just, all good things to say. And I'm really happy that she came up to WFUV.
What's the first song that we're going to hear?
We are going to start with Church, where it all began. So for FUV Live Sessions, Big Frida with Church.
We don't need a preacher to go to church. We don't need a deacon to hear the word. The love that we've been seeking is higher than a ceiling. We don't need a preacher to go to church. Church, church. This is for my people that make up the church. We don't need an altar just to hear the word. Count up all your blessings, it's what you deserve. Your soul, your search, your song, your verse. So shine your light like you got God inside. Most high, divine, an angel by design. Going to the river to clean my soul. Shake a little something to heal my woes. Going to the river to clean my soul. Shake a little something to heal my woes. We don't need a preacher to go to church. We don't need a deacon to hear the word. The love that we've been seeking is higher than a ceiling. We don't need a preacher to go to church. This is for my sinners, cause we all the same. Anything you lost, you can reclaim. He cleans your soul, he'll make you whole. You gotta do right for the riches and gold. So shine your light like you got God inside. Most high, divine, an angel by design. Church, 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 church. So shine your light like you got God inside. Most high, divine, an angel by design. Going to the river to clean my soul. Shake a little something to heal my woes. Going
going to the river to clean my soul. Shake a little something to heal my woes. Shake a little something to heal my woes. 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 We don't need a preacher to go to church. We don't need a deacon to hear the word. The love that we've been seeking is higher than a ceiling. We don't need a preacher to go to church. 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 Going to the river to clean my soul. Shake a little something to heal my woes. Take a little something to heal my woes, heal my woes.
I'm Kara Manning with FUV Live, and that is Big Frida with Church in Studio A, bringing much-needed spirit to the Bronx. Her new album, Pressing Onward, is an all-encompassing embrace of the gospel music of her childhood and her present day. Yes, Big Frida is a legend in all ways, the queen diva, queen of bounce, queen of New Orleans, and an influential musician, activist, author, and business person. But as anyone will learn by listening to the 14 tracks on Pressing Onward, Frida is above all an artist of enormous heart and spirit whose ambition is to heal our fractured humanity through music, community, and positivity. Frida, it is so wonderful to have your kind and luminous self here at WFUV. What a privilege to watch you perform in Studio A today.
Thank you so much.
And you're all having so much fun in there. I have to say that the engineering room, we were all watching, it was packed, and you had us all in a like sort of a rousing dance. Uh-huh. It was you brought church to us in all ways, and I wanted to thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about this first, because the thing that we are, it's early July right now, early mid-July in New York. It feels like New Orleans here in New York today.
Yeah,
you brought the weather with you. But it's also a couple months after you have been dealing with a terrible personal tragedy and the loss of Devin, your partner of 20 years. And you made a very emotional statement on Instagram about the reason why you decided to move ahead with doing the promotions and with the touring behind Pressing Onward and also Pride. But how are you today?
I'm doing okay. You know, for the most part, I am taking it step by step, day by day. You know, only through God that I'm able to get through this. You know, it has definitely been the most difficult time in my life, losing someone that I've been with for 20 years. You know, this album means a lot to me because now more than ever, I have to keep on pressing onward. And so the album means so much more to me than I could ever imagine. This album is dedicated to Devin, and he was here to be able to listen to it and hear it and give me ideas and his feedback on the album. We had so many plans, but God had a better plan.
You also said in a way, too, that God gave you the right project to be able to move forward
with. Oh, yeah, most definitely. God's timing.
Yeah, very much so. And I'm glad that Devin got to hear this, because you had been doing these Sunday gospel brunches that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And having these great gospel playlists that you were sharing with everyone. And I'm wondering, is that where the seed of this album came from?
No, actually, I did. I went to write an album last year at Joshua Tree, and I did 50 songs in 5 days. And out of the 50 songs in the 5 days, I did one song that was a gospel song, and which is Celebration. And so after doing Celebration, and I had all the writers and producers to background me on the song in the studio when I was up at Joshua Tree, I told my manager, I said, the next project is a gospel album. And immediately once I came back home to New Orleans, I started working on a gospel album.
I mean, it makes so much sense. I mean, if anyone is familiar with, you know, like Third Ward Bounce or Central City or any of your past work, there is a correlation between what you've been doing prior and what you're doing now with this gospel album.
Oh,
I mean, this is very much you as a child,
oh,
too,
yeah,
bringing
most
all
definitely.
Of that. Yeah. And church especially. I mean, I love this idea. You don't need a deacon, you don't need a preacher. You just need to be able to sort of feel what church is for you. And I would have to ask, with this great song that you opened with, what is church for you?
Church is just having my connection with God, you know, not being able to, you know, sometimes go into a building, you know, or go to a Sunday service. You know, we praise God wherever we are, you know, behind stage, in a van when we're riding and touring, you know, maybe on the sidewalk, in the studio, wherever we are, we give God the praise and the glory, regardless of, you know, not being able to go to a building. The people are the ones that make up the church, not the building.
And, you know, you have spoken in the past how the Baptist church was really supportive of you. Now, Pressing Onward is a Baptist church.
Yes,
is that
it is.
Your Baptist church?
Yes, that's where I grew up at.
That's where you grew up at.
Yeah, that's the church that I was, you know, first introduced to. That's the church that I was the choir director at. So Pressing Onward is definitely my church home.
And you started singing in choir when you were 10 years old.
Yeah.
Do you remember some of those early songs that sort of filled you with light and that sort of gave
God.
You?
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. There were so many. You know, we did Amazing Grace. We did What a Fellowship. You know, some of those great spirituals that we did in the church that will, you know, open the doors of the church. My pastor would always say this one. He would say, let Jesus fix it for you.
You also said, too, is that you found very much like your mom, Vera, who passed away about a little over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been so proud to have heard this album.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I mean, I'm wondering, because we all, like, I talked to my mom, and my mom passed away almost 5 years ago. You must talk to your mom in your head all the time.
Most definitely.
What were you kind of saying to her as you were thinking of this album? And what do you think she would say to you?
Well, I definitely think she would say that she's very proud of me. And I told her, you know, Mom, taking it back to the roots of where I started at and what you taught me. And I know she's very proud and looking down.
And, you know, and you were sort of taken care of in the church. It was okay to be who you were in your church, too,
oh,
at
yeah,
Pressing
most
Onward.
Definitely.
You were embraced. Depending on where you are in the LGBTQ plus community, there are some churches that sort of are very rejecting of the lifestyle.
Not at Pressing Onward.
Yeah, exactly. What made that different?
That played a big role in my life, being able to be accepted at my church, to be able to be myself. From the first time that I walked in the doors, they opened their arms real wide and gave me a big old hug. And that was my safe haven. That was my place where I could feel protected and feel safe and be myself.
Do you think that there's an understanding of like how, in terms of community and in New Orleans, how much the church has played, especially post-Katrina, the times that we're in right now, in which there is so much divisiveness, that the church still plays a very big role in New Orleans as sort of a central point?
Yeah, definitely. Because a lot of churches in New Orleans, they accept us for who we are. It may be the choir director, it may be the organist, it may be a choir member. Our people in New Orleans, they accept us who we are. They allow us to be ourselves, especially in those spaces of music.
And how are you incorporating, you know, in performance, very different than what you would usually do in a bounce performance? Have you altered your live persona in any way? And how?
Yeah, most definitely, because I'm incorporating the gospel into the set, you know, as well as trying to also, you know, put some of the bounce into the set. People want to see Big Frida bounce,
right,
you know,
right.
So it's a balance of trying to put both of the shows into one. And so I definitely had to alter the persona just a little bit.
How difficult was that?
Not difficult at all.
You just retreated back to the choir boy that you were at one time.
Not difficult at all.
Wearing your Sunday best.
Yes,
right, right,
most
right.
definitely.
Now, you also have some really interesting people on this album, including Billy Porter,
yes.
who is on a track called Holy Shuffle. I'm wondering how that connection with Billy Porter came and why was he right to you for this particular
well,
song?
Well, Billy is also a church boy who comes from the church. And so I wanted to bring people that was already in that space and allow them to come back home. You know, I worked on Billy last album. And so this is a favor back to me working on my album. And when I told him it was gospel, he was so excited. He was like, oh, my God, I get to step back into that world. As well as Tamar Braxton. She comes from the church. You know, we're all church babies. And so to be able to go back into what the roots of where we started at, it feels great. And Billy just killed Holy Shuffle. You know, it was such an amazing time working with him. And I can't wait for us to perform it this Thursday.
Oh, that's going to be really exciting. Because you're, well, at the time that we're recording this, you're going to be at Summer Stage.
Yes.
In Brooklyn.
Yes, most
so
definitely.
That's going to be really exciting. And with the Resistance Revival Chorus as well. And they're going to be singing with you, too.
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's fabulous.
We're going to take a quick break from the music just to let you know that FUV Live Sessions is brought to you by New York City Center's Bat Boy the Musical, a cult classic horror comedy starring Broadway's Taylor Trench and directed by Alex Timbers, featuring a pop rock score. Bat Boy the Musical runs October 29th through November 9th. You can learn more and, of course, get your tickets at nyCityCenter.org. Let me give you that website one more time. It's nyCityCenter.org.
I'm Kara Manning with FUV Live with Big Frida. You're traveling around with a somewhat larger band, too. You've brought back like a sort of a stripped-down version for us
today. Yeah, most definitely. Because the Big Frida Chorus, Chorale, is, made up of 9 individuals, including 3, lead singers. So it's about 12 people, including the drummer, the organist, the pianist. And we're here today just with a little version of it. But the rest of the team will be coming in on tomorrow and getting ready for Summer Stage.
You know, it's so funny, like a lot of people, when you say that Big Frida is doing a gospel album, there's some surprise. But you have always been talking about gospel in terms of obviously I mentioned the gospel brunches that you used to do during the pandemic. And I remember seeing a Little Richard documentary in which you spoke at length about the correlation between Little Richard and gospel. And then your feeling about Little Richard, too. And that connection that you felt with him as well. So wondering, what is it about gospel music that really becomes galvanizing when you are making music? And what about it is sort of has also always followed you in what you've wanted to do?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nothing like gospel music. I mean, when I'm going through it or when I'm having a bad day or just need to lift my spirit, it's gospel music is what I turn to. You know, it's a music of it was my safe place. And so when I turn on any of the gospel songs or the gospel artists that I love so much, it brings me joy into my spirit.
And you've always been a music historian, too. You know, I've loved listening to you talk about Mapuco and how that has evolved into Bounce. Uh-huh. You've also spoken at length about the Baptist Church and its import as well. You are very multifaceted and you never quite stop. Do you ever give yourself that point of taking a breath? And especially now, given all that you're going through and grief is a really... it's a shapeshifter and it changes every day. Are you sort of looking after yourself a bit as well?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And my team, they are the best team that a person can have. You know, they are always making sure that I'm doing what I need to do. And also just for my mental health, taking breaks and taking moments for myself to just sit back and just have a moment.
Yeah, because it's a lot.
It is.
It is a lot, and it's exhausting, and to be frank, I am surprised that you're able to do all of this right now, but it does seem to be the right kind of album to be able to talk about.
Yeah.
Right now.
Most definitely.
Yeah. You are, what's going on with your hotel? Aren't you trying to open a hotel?
Yes, it is in the works, honey.
It is.
Yes, it is. We are under construction and we should be opening before Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's amazing. And will it be part of the television series that you're doing now?
Most likely it will be. Yeah. It's a hotel with a restaurant club all in one.
Does it have a name yet?
Hotel Frida.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So this has been like a long time dream of yours.
Yes,
to
it
do.
Has.
What else would you love to be able to bring to New Orleans that you've not been able to bring yet?
I'm also thinking about working on a potato business where it is a fully loaded potato spot. And it'll be called Dukes and Boots, named after Devin.
Oh, that's great. What's your favorite kind of potato?
Well, I can do any kind of potato. I can do any kind of potato, where... sometimes I do like a bell pepper dip on top of a potato where it's like ground meat, crab meat, shrimp. Ooh. With bell peppers in it, and it's all on top of a potato.
I have to say you're a hell of a cook.
Yeah.
I love indulging in your recipes. Have you done a cookbook? Have you thought
about
it?
No, it's coming. That's coming
you
too.
You have to do a cookbook.
Oh, don't worry.
All right. So, no, because you accomplish everything that you put your mind to.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And also, not to bring things down a bit, but you all have also been an... just an absolutely incredible activist for gun prevention causes. Yeah. And I have to just applaud you for the documentary that you did. You tragically lost your brother to gun violence. In terms of the scope of where we see ourselves politically right now, you know, everything is under attack. You know, whether you're a drag performer, whether or not you believe in gun prevention, how are you kind of dealing with the temperature in the room right now in terms of the United States?
I'm just doing my part, you know, steady fighting for great causes, steady making people aware of what's going on, you know, giving my opinion and my feelings about all the things that's happening with the administration and with the, you know, with the politics. There's a lot of drama going on out here in the world. And I'm just praying that everybody continue to stay on the right path and continue to fight for the things that matter and the people that matter.
Pressing onward. Definitely. You live by that. And, you know, and it's interesting, too, because there is this beautiful universality about this album. When I first heard it, it reminded me of Sounds of Blackness, Optimistic, which is one of my favorite songs, which has this sort of gospel crossover fever to it.
Okay.
And this album very much reminds me of Sounds of Blackness as
Thank
well.
You.
So it's just fantastic. Take My Hand is just an amazing song. You've done an amazing performance of it today. You sample the gospel pastor, Dr. C.J. Johnson, in it. For those of us who may not be as familiar with Dr. Johnson's impact, can you talk a little bit about him and why you wanted to include him?
Well, he was a great pastor. You know, I actually learned of him from one of my producers, who is Tony Esterly. And when I went to Nashville, he was like, I have this perfect pastor that I want to sample in the song or whatever. And so I started to investigate who the pastor was. Great man, great sermons, just great energy all around, you know. And so when we put him in Take My Hand, it was the perfect matchup to the song or whatever. And I was just like, oh my God, this is perfect for what I'm trying to do for the album. It gives the album something different, but it also has that church feeling. Just excited to be able to have him to be a part of it. You know, people can go and listen to some of his sermons, some of his songs that he's done in the past or whatever. Great, great pastor.
Is there a sermon of his that you heard that resonated for you in particular?
Actually, the sermon that went to this actual song I listened to, and it was a great sermon.
There's a really great line in this. You send the song out to all my divas and my non-believers. King is straights and swingers. You're going to say that much better than I've just done when you actually perform the song. Yeah. But everybody's part of the Frida Nation, you say.
Yes, everybody's welcome.
So if in an ideal world, if you could sort of incorporate all of us as a Frida Nation, what would that look like to you?
I mean, everybody's welcome to the Frida Nation, no matter who you are, no matter what walk of life, black, white, straight, gay. It doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome to the queendom.
Oh. And before we jump into the song, because I would be remiss not to ask, because there are two queen bees in this world, you and Beyonce. So is there, given the fact that you have collaborated in the past, are there collaborations perhaps in the future with Bee?
Hopefully so.
There should be.
Yeah, hopefully so.
I'm waiting for a duets album between the two of you
one of these days.
What a privilege to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Frida. And the album is Pressing Onward. It is glorious and it's beautiful. And it really signals an invigorating chapter for you and for all of us when we need it the most.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
On FUV Live, this is Big Frida with Take My Hand.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Scream and shout. Come to the queendom, you got the freedom to make you scream and shout. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
scream and shout. Come to the kingdom, you got the freedom to make you scream and shout. Come to the kingdom, you got the freedom to make you scream and shout.
That was Big Frida and her band performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Big Frida and Company for joining us in our studio, and to Queen Diva Records and Mid-Citizen Entertainment. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, Holden Buckley, and Thomas Lapis. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Ina Volovich and Liv Grant. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. New episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions at WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host and producer for this session, Kara Manning.